as her body shook violently with sobs. Dor glanced at Umber accusingly. The Inquisitor stood by the woman, grinning devilishly, making no effort to disguise his perverse pleasure. The commander of the Templars of Barsoor Orb could not bring himself to sacrifice his protege, especially not in front of his mother and sister. A shadow moved behind Umber and cleared its throat cautiously. It was the Medicus, who had been following the scene with great interest. Umber's gaze darted between the body of the lifeless Countess and the inquisitive doctor.
"Didn't you say the woman would come round again?"
The Medicus nodded compliantly.
"Good. Then make yourself scarce, but be ready when I call for you."
The Medicus pressed his lips together in disappointment, but, with a servile bow, the black figure vanished as swiftly as it had appeared. Umber turned and fetched a nondescript linen sack from under a wooden writing desk against the wall. With a furtive glance, he produced a delicately crafted woman's head. It was only slightly smaller than an actual human head, and wrought from pure silver. It was mounted upon a small pedestal, on which the initials Caput, the 58th, were engraved.
"I don't care if you feasted on your own freshly grilled newborns for dinner,"
Umber began sharply,
"nor whether your novices have to shove their filthy dicks into the master's ass before they can don the white robe."
For a moment, Umber savored the horrified expression on the young woman's face as she cowered on her heels, trembling.
"I know you have something much more interesting to me."
His voice rose in fiendish pleasure.
"Just so we're clear, I'm interested in neither your gold nor where you've hidden it. I'll leave that for others to find out. No, I'm far more interested in the source of your knowledge," he said, stroking the shimmering silver face almost tenderly. "And whether this charming face has anything to do with it."
At this, Umber affected the expression of a scholar, donning a mask of professional curiosity.
"Why, I wonder,"
he continued in a lecturing tone,
"did we find this silver head while searching the Grand Master's private apartment in Paris? This head, whose mysterious existence was whispered of in countless interrogations, in which the message is hidden, go to HDO. Only he knows how to make the voice speak."